You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's another great day right here on Mind Your Own Business. Oh my gosh, I am so excited. I can't even begin to tell you how long I have been waiting for this guest to be here on the airwaves with me right here today. Andrea Meller from Fluid Intuitive Coaching. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mind Your Own Business.
Thank you so much, Scott, for such a great introduction. I'm super excited to be here as well. I'm honored to be a guest on your show.
Well, thank you so much. Trust me when I tell you, the honor is all mine. I am just the catalyst, which is really kind of weird because I said that, because that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about the transformation catalyst and some of the things that you do and bring to this world. Now, I'm going to dive right in. So just everybody just strap in right now. Just keep your hands and arms inside the ride, because we're about to take you in a place that the reason why I am so excited about this is, you all know, everybody that's listening right now and Mind Your Own Business, you guys know how much I love learning new things, and I love exploring just new avenues of business and how to think. We had a guest on a few weeks ago that taught us how to think logically, and I thought that was so cool. Well, today I'm going to blow your mind. I'm going to be the catalyst that brings you the person who's going to blow your mind. So I want to talk a little bit with Andrea. I want you to tell us a little bit about, in just that, take the first 4 or 5 minutes and tell us what you do, and then give us an explanation of some of these words, because I am going to slaughter some of these words, I know, because I've never heard them before, like Akashic Records and some of the things that you do and some of the things that have kind of come through you as the catalyst. And then once we do that, everybody on Mind Your Own Business knows, all of my listeners know, we then have to dig into the background story. So we go back and talk about the origin and how this all came about. And then we, at the end, we kind of wrap it all up with how people can get a hold of you and learn more about what it is that you, the services that you provide. So I'm just going to hand it off to you. Tell us what it is you do.
Perfect. I love it. I love it. So I say that I'm a transformation catalyst. That's my official title. I am a spiritual nerd. So I love...
Now, that's the first time I've heard those two words put together, spiritual and nerd. Okay. All right.
I love all things spiritual. And so we'll talk about that journey later. But what I do is I use the Akashic Record in everything that I do. So in my coaching, in my intuitive readings, so all of these different things. My mission is to help families and to help families create stronger soul connections. So we all have families. We all grew up with a family, whether they were blood or not blood, whoever they were. We have these families, and they can be challenging.
We didn't get to pick them, right? Those are the ones we didn't get to pick.
Exactly. And so, you know, sometimes we're just this conglomeration of souls all together, and we don't know why we've chosen each other. And so what I do is I help families understand their soul connection. I help them to create plans and really start to see their strengths and how they can work together. So it kind of is mind-blowing, because we think of ourselves a lot as individuals in the world and how we are, you know, thriving individually. But when we think we're being called to this through the Akashic Records, we're being called through the unity consciousness, through the collective consciousness, to really start to come together. And so I'm being called, and I'll explain what the Akashic Records are, because people are probably like, well, what are they?
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. Let's start with that. Yes. So tell us what an Akashic Record is.
So the Akashic Records are like the universe's supercomputer. It's everything and everyone has an Akashic Record. And what that means is it's also been described through religious texts as the Book of Life. So it's been around for a very long time. There has been an awareness of it for a very, very long time. But it's now this new thing that people are being called to. And so it's becoming more of a regular speak, so to speak. but it's a beautiful tool for anyone and everyone, because everybody has an Akashic Record. So, and in the records, we believe in multiple lifetimes, right? Like past lives and things like that. So you can trace back from your current life to your soul's origin in the Akashic Records. And different things can be discovered through the Akashic Records, different even medical modalities and different information. So all the information that has ever existed in the universe is stored in the records. Every feeling, every thought, every emotion of every person. Plants can have Akashic Records, or they do have Akashic Records. Places have Akashic Records. It is just an abundance, a wealth of knowledge. And so in there also exists the collective consciousness. So,
but it's an energy-based, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's an energy-based record, correct? It's not like, I'm just struggling with when you and I talked about this last time. It's not a written like on a tablet. This is an energy, a field, or it's a storage system that's not like you can, it's not in, of a physical world where you can touch it. It's an energy stream, right?
Correct. Okay. Yes. And there's actually different places on the planet where you can be more in tune with these records as well. And Mount Shasta, we're blessed in California that Mount Shasta is one of these places where you can connect in to the Ascendant Masters. And so within the records, there's a lot of different work that we can do. And the Ascendant Masters are people we can connect to, right? They're people who have walked the planet and then ascended on their spiritual journey. And we can connect in with them. We can connect in with our spiritual guides. We can connect in with our loved ones. On the other side, so any loved ones that have passed away, they can come forth in the Akashic Records. So it's really a beautiful space to do intuitive work and to just do any kind of work from. So even if you're in a business or you're a teacher or a parent, there's all these beautiful ways in which you can use the records to work with other people. Now, we can't access other people's records without their permission. So it's not like you can just walk around and be in someone else's records. You can be in yours. And what you get from being in your records is not only do you have the opportunity to heal things in your records, you also can manifest and co-create with source from your records and gather information which is going to provide you with what is the best thing I could do right now for myself. So what an amazing tool to be able to use to think, what is the best thing I can do for myself right in this moment? Maybe your kid's having a meltdown. Maybe you're not sure if you should take this job. So there's, you know, our intuition is one way that we can tap in and answer those questions. But the the Akashic Records are also another tool that we can use to really gather information. So our future isn't already created, but we can use them to co-create.
Right. So if I'm having a medical issue, or if I'm having a life decision issue, or some of these other things, what you're saying is then I tap into that Akashic record of myself, and I can say, you know, I can ask of it, or I can say, you know, expose to me the direction or whatever it happens to be. But do you teach that to me? Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I do actually teach the records as well as work from the records. So I do both. Now, in my session work, I don't teach you the records. I read them for you. So it's kind of a done-for-you setup.
No, that's good. Because before I learn, I have to understand. So, you know, it's like, I think there's a famous philosopher that says, you know, before you speak, first, you know, seek to understand, right? So, explain to me what it is. Then if I embrace it and I'm comfortable with it, then you can teach me, you know, through your sessions, how to be more just intuitive, I guess, of just to be able to be aware of it. So I also love what you and I talked about in when we were preparing for this call. One of the things that you mentioned to me, which I thought was extremely interesting. Well, two examples, actually. One is, you know, that little, you know, still voice in the back of your mind that says, turn right, even though turning left is the way home. Yeah. If we were in tune to that, that could be this energy field that's saying, now there are Christians out there right now that are going to say, well, that's the Holy Spirit. Well, that's how it was manifested through that particular religious experience, is the way you explained it to me. Am I correct on that?
Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, different ascendant masters that come through are from that Christian faith as well. And so it's all very much interrelated.
Rather than that conversation.
So rather than it being a new agey tool, it's kind of this old ancient thing that exists.
Right. It's been around since the creation of time. I mean, since before the earth even existed. I mean, you know, that's because there's a record of the earth, you know, being created the way you explained it to me. Now I'm not an expert, so I'm being very careful what I say, because every time I think about it, I'm thinking, first of all, my mind is completely blown, just boom, you know, there it is, all over the wall. But the second thing is then the other thing that you mentioned to me when we were prepping for this that resonated so strongly with me is like, you gave the example of like, you're walking down the hall at work, and somebody's looking down at their phone, and they happen to, whatever, look up. You make eye contact, and all of a sudden, there's an exchange of energy. You both know it. You both feel it. So either I gave that person energy, or that person gave me energy, but it happened. That's a moment in time that's being recorded then on the record. Is that, did I paraphrase that correctly?
Yeah, and everything that you think, so a lot of people come to me with, they want to know about their money story. And so it's why
I can understand that.
Right? Like, help me be rich.
So what are the numbers of the lottery ticket, Andrea? Come on.
Well, if I knew that.
Yeah, we wouldn't be having this podcast today.
So every thought and every feeling, every action, like you said, you know, having those, calling in the certain people we call in and our soul tribe and all of these people that we have in our lives, there's no accidents, right? We've called them in energetically, and all of these things then become stored in the records as well. And so, like I said, when about the money story, you know, people will come to me and they'll say, well, tell me where is it that I'm getting stuck? And sometimes it's not even from this life. Sometimes it's from a previous life and we're playing out karma.
That's so cool. That is so cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
so,
fascinating. So it's very fascinating.
It is fascinating. And we can talk about this for the rest of the hour. But before we do that, my listeners, I have to tell you, the one thing that I get more feedback on, I have had some of the greatest CEOs and some of the greatest entrepreneurs and some great spiritualists on my show over the years. And what I get the most comment on is always the origin story. So let's take a minute, just maybe three or four, and let's just talk about the before she was the transformation catalyst, hanging out in Northern California. Let's jump back in the record, as they say. And tell us a little bit about where you came from, how you grew up. What was the Andrea Meller or whatever your maiden name was back then?
Ooh, well, I was always Meller, and I didn't take my husband's name, so.
Okay, there you go. Didn't know that.
We're progressive. He's That's actually great. Toyed with taking my name, so.
That's because you're world famous. I mean, I would take your name, too. I mean, that's it. I'm Oprah's husband. That's all. Just call me Oprah. Just Oprah. I don't care.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, I grew up in Philly, in Philadelphia, in the city. And so, gosh, I grew up in a neighborhood that was very, very tight-knit. And, we weren't rich. It was a very working-class neighborhood. And I had a blast. It was, it wasn't a perfect childhood by any stretch of the means. There was, there's always things that happen in our lives as kids that impact who we are and how we interact with the world. And actually my intuition came from childhood because my dad struggled with alcohol. And so when you grow up in a house and somebody's struggling, to stay sober, there is this very, this air of intuition. I had to be intuitive sometimes. I had to be able to read energy and kind of observe things. And so it actually really helped me to become a strong intuitive and to develop that skill. And so it was one of those beautiful things that kind of came out of my childhood. But aside from that, my neighborhood was busting with kids. We were a small family. I have myself and my brother. And then all of my other neighbors had five or six kids. So there was, I think, maybe 30 houses on each block. So you can imagine how many kids were around from, the ages of 5 to 25. It felt like there were hundreds of us.
Yeah. Birthday parties were fun. Birthday parties were fun. The entire neighborhood came to everybody's birthday party.
It would be like a block party, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, we played outside, we played kickball and baseball, and we skated out on the street, and it was a time where, you could still do that, and there were a lot of people present, a lot of adults present, and people would sit out on their stoops, and they would come and drink their coffee or their tea, and they would be chatting with neighbors, and it really was a fun childhood. There were a lot of really beautiful things that came from growing up in that way.
So those were the relationships that you chose, the family that you chose, rather than the ones that were given to you.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, I actually, in my teenage years, I was not the best teenager. I got into some trouble. I was very, very bright, but I didn't necessarily love school. And so I used to play hooky a lot. And I would probably go back and tell my younger self not to do that.
But that's you say that, but that's really yeah. Those adventures are probably what made you part of who you are today. So I have, and we all have those. Now, come on, don't beat yourself up too strong, because we all have those things that, you know, that those moments in time that if we could change would change the course of our life. But would it be better? I don't know. I don't know if it would. You know,
you're right. You're right. Because yeah. I also had my son when I was 16. So I was a teen parent.
Yeah. So how would you wouldn't trade that for anything in the world, I'm sure now.
No,
I mean,
no
when you're
way.
16, it sounds devastating. But when you're, you know, when you're 26, you're going, this is pretty cool. You know,
exactly.
Right. I know that feeling. I have a lot of that. I tell people too, it's the spice that makes the food good, not the food. So,
that's,
you know,
right.
Yeah, let's keep going on that. Okay. So you're now you're a rebellious teen. We've already figured that out. You've made bail money. Good for you. Okay. Now, and you have your son at 16. So then what's next for the, you know, for the transformation catalyst then?
Yeah. Well, I dropped out of high school because there was a lot of things that just weren't going well, even after I had my son, and it was very difficult to go back, and finding care for him was a challenge. And so I decided not to go to high school. So in 11th grade is when I gave birth to him, and so I dropped out of school. And I started college. I started a community college. You didn't have to be 18 yet. So I was 17 and I went to the registration office and I signed up for classes. And still to this day, I'm surprised because I didn't need my parents. But I guess if you were over 16, you didn't need them. So I took my son, I got on the bus, and I went down and I enrolled myself into college. And I,
wow.
You know, I don't even know. I really think it was divine intervention.
Well, don't think that it wasn't, because it could very well have been. That's great. So, all right. So now you've started college with a newborn or a 1-year-old, and now you're in college. So obviously, you know, life's now made a left-hand turn, and here you are.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to be. I didn't know. I just knew I didn't want to stay where I was, and I didn't want to stay who I was. I wanted something greater. I wanted a greater experience. And so I enrolled myself in that school, and I stayed there for 7 years. And I changed from major to major, and I ended up my last major, and how I graduated was through psychology. And I found a deep love for psychology, and especially child psychology. And so that sparked an interest in me, and that sparked my career. And so I worked myself through college. So I worked that whole time I was in community college. I worked in nonprofits, and I worked in IT departments in nonprofits. And so, you know, I was very blessed with a lot of great experiences and great people that were super supportive. But it wasn't easy, right? Like, you can imagine, as a parent, working, going to school, taking care of your family, I was definitely burning all candles at every end.
You were just piling the candles up in a pile and setting fire to them. Okay, we got it.
Basically. But after that experience, I decided that I wanted to be a teacher. And so I went to a 4-year college, and I studied studio art, and I studied education concurrently. So that's kind of where I ended up in my college life. And then that sparked my career, and I was a teacher for a very long time.
You mean a teacher like sitting in a classroom teaching the young minds of the world?
Yes. Yes.
Holy mackerel. Okay. That caught me off guard. Okay. So now, so where are you now? Are you still in the Philadelphia area? Where are you teaching?
So I started in Philly. I started teaching in an inner city school area, and then moved to California. And when I moved to California, I didn't have my credential here, so I taught in private schools. So I taught in quite a few private schools in all throughout California, northern and southern. But we moved. I met my husband, so I finished college. I decided that Philadelphia, I was, while I was going to college, I was doing some student teaching. So that's where I was teaching in Philly. And I decided in May, well, actually in April, this is, you'll get an inkling of how I am and why my company is called Fluid Intuitive Coaching. in April, I decided that I was going to move to California. Now, I graduated in May, and so I left my son with my mom for the summer, and I said, let me go to California and get settled and get a job and an apartment and figure it out. And she was totally on board with it. And so that's what I did, and I came out here in May of 2004, and I met my husband. And well, at the time, he wasn't my husband, obviously, but I met him. And we were married by September, same year.
Wow.
And that's, you know, that's how I started my life in California. I met him. I knew we were soulmates. He knew we were soulmates. We were like, why are we wasting any time? Let's just do it. Let's get married. And that's kind of how everything started for me out here. And then we've been out here ever since, and we've kind of just kind of popped around, from Southern to Northern California and back again.
So when did the spark come? When did you take all of this life experience and all of the things that you've been, you know, so now you're clinically studying the mind, you're clinically studying, you know, psychology, you're teaching young minds. All of a sudden, something happened though. Where was that moment when you said, okay, I get it. Now I understand what my calling is. Now I understand what this gift is that I have. Now I understand that all of these things that have been rambling around in my brain now make sense. When were you introduced to the transformation catalyst that you are now? When did that happen?
Right. Well, and I've always, like I said to you, I've always been intuitive, but that hasn't always been my business. And so in 2016, we had our third baby, and we both almost didn't make it through the childbirth. So that near-death experience really woke me up. And I remember being rolled into the operating room of the, you know, the hospital, and kind of losing consciousness. But then I was completely awake, and it is the most amazing. I didn't die. I didn't physically die, but I was very close. My heart was doing very crazy things. And my blood pressure was all over the place. And so I remember being rolled into that room, and not in that moment was I thinking, I can't go back to teaching. I was thinking, please let me stay alive.
Right, okay.
But there was this, every cell in my body, when my son was born, and he was actually born kind of on the way into the room. So as they were preparing me for surgery, and in that moment, I felt like the most alive that I've ever felt in my whole life.
Wow. Okay. So that was the transformation. Then well, thank goodness you survived that experience.
Exactly.
And your son is healthy today and still with us and all good. Okay. Yeah. That's great. Okay. So congratulations. So now you come out of that. Obviously, I mean, I've never been in that position. So I'm going to use the word traumatic, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay. So
absolutely traumatic for sure.
So you passed, you pass through this tunnel of trauma, and you come out the other side, and now you're standing in the sunshine, and things are starting to, the darkness is starting to fall away, for lack of, I'm trying to be, I'm trying to be as literal as possible here. And now you say, okay, now I understand this is the calling that I have, is then to help others, you know, navigate this field that we're walking on, right? Okay. Is that a pretty fair statement?
Sure. Absolutely. Because there's so much, right, that I realized how much I was neglecting. There was so much that I realized as a teacher, I was so burned out, and I was so privileged to love what I did for so long. But the last couple years of teaching, I was definitely feeling that itch to leave, and I just didn't know what was next or how would I even do that. It was so wrapped up in my identity. And I felt like it was such my purpose to help guide people. And I'd been doing that in education and special education for over a decade. And so when I had that experience, it was like my wake-up call. And I was like, there's no way I can go back to work. As a teacher, I knew that it was something else for me from that point. And so the first year after my son was born, I didn't know what exactly to do, so I just kind of fell into, as I do, right? Like you can see in my life, like I just kind of like these things fall into my lap, and I just go with them. And so I started to do intuitive readings for people while I was on my what I called maternity leave, sabbatical, right, to figure out my life. And I started to do these intuitive card readings, and people loved them, and they were, you know, referring friends. And from there, that was the origin of my business. It was
excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So here you are. What year was this? When did you first start getting all of this kind of pulled together? When did you start your transformational catalyst your company?
Officially, I started it in July of 2017. When I'd been doing those readings from January to like July of 2017, but it was July where I was like, I'm going to put the flag in the ground and I'm going to say I have a business.
Right, exactly. Okay. So since then, tell me a little bit about, you know, if one of our listeners right now wants to experience this, what are the areas that you, by reading the Akashic Records, and what are the things I can expect? What should my expectations coming in to a reading with Andrea Meller, what should my expectations be tempered to?
Well, you can definitely expect to get clarity and to really understand. And like I said before, primarily my work is centered around families and parents who maybe have kids where their behaviors are confusing to them or frustrating, or they feel a little bit disconnected from their kids and their family life. And so that's my primary focus, is to really help guide those parents to having those closer connections, to developing their intuition a little bit more, to be able to work with their kids and not necessarily always need me or someone else to kind of come in and intervene. But in the records, we can find some of those soul contracts, some of the things that are playing out in this lifetime that maybe haven't originated in this lifetime, but then also other parts of personality and things that have, come forth in this particular lifetime. And so I don't necessarily do a lot of past life exploration, but I do use it as a guide at times, especially if families are having, a larger issue or something that feels bigger than what would. I'm losing the words to articulate it. Like, you know, it could be like a minor behavior, but the reactions to it are really big. And so sometimes when we see something like that, we have to dig a little bit deeper because it's not actually that minor behavior. It's like
right, exactly.
Something else, right?
Like how many times have I told you to stop leaving your shoes in the middle of the floor? Yeah. It's not about the shoes and it's not about the disrespect. It's about something else that's going on. And you can help with that clarity to say, you know, so it sounds like you are coach and counselor and guide. There sounds like that you have a lot of different things kind of rolled in there. So how would our listeners get a hold of you? What would be the ways if we want to, first of all, tell us how we dig into understanding more about this Akashic record? Are there published articles or papers? Are they on your website? How do we find out more? First of all, then secondly, how do we engage with you so that we can then get to that next level? And, you know, where do we go to kind of start this journey?
Yeah. So on my Facebook page, I post a lot about the Akashic Records and different ways in which people can use them and different informational tools and things like that. So people can definitely find out more there, which is, my Fluid Intuitive Coaching with Andrea Meller page. And then in terms of my work and maybe booking an appointment or finding out more about me, on my website, www.andreameller.com, is where you can find more about me and the work that I do.
Okay. Well, of course, here on Inspired News Radio, we've got a great team. I love the team. I've had my show here for over a year now, and the Inspired News Radio team does a great job. These shows will be archived for download. Just so everybody knows, starting in January, which is probably when you're listening to this, all of our past shows in our download library will be on Blueberry for the first time ever and will be searchable and will be able to download onto your best device, whatever device you want to listen to, take it with you and make it completely portable. But on the website of inspirednewsradio.com, we will actually put a link to Andrea's page and her Facebook page so that you can find her. If you can't find her, you can come to here and do that. And obviously, we have a form you can fill out if you want additional information. We can always get a hold of Andrea for you and connect you guys. But I highly encourage this. I was so pleased and I'm so excited that you agreed to be on our show. Andrea Meller, what an honor, what a pleasure. I have watched your videos, I've watched you doing readings, and it is just, what you do is amazing, and I am so thankful there are people like you out there that are helping whatever percentage of the population you touch. I think it's fantastic, because people need those connections. We need to heal those connections, and we need to be in a kinder, gentler place, I think, and especially in this day and age we live in. So keep up the great work and keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to encourage you every chance I get.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Those beautiful words.
Well, heartfelt. Every one of them is heartfelt. I have, from our first time that we chatted all the way through to today, I am so happy to know you, and I look forward to getting to know you better. I encourage everybody out there to connect. So just so you know, on Facebook, you can find Andrea Meller Coaching on Facebook.com. And then the website, though, is just your name, AndreaMeller.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So just reach out, connect. You can always find me. You know, I'm pretty easy. Mind Your Own Business doesn't have its own Twitter page, but you know me, I'm Sales with Sully. So most everybody connects with me at Sales with Sully on Twitter. INR, Inspired News Radio, is what INR, they have their own Twitter page. You can go there and obviously leave comments or anything else that you want to do to make sure that we're fully engaged. There's a place on the website you can always go. There's phone numbers you can call the staff here at Inspired News Radio. They're very, very helpful. They'll make all the connections that you need. You can always find us on INR Talk Radio at Twitter. And we are on top of that. Our social media team does a fantastic job. So there's no reason why you can't get a hold of Andrea Miller and get tuned in to your Akashic Record. You have just been a wonderful, wonderful hour that we've spent with you, and I really appreciate it. I hope you'll come back. I'm going to put it out there because I'm going to stick this out into the ethers and the entire world. I want to hear right now. I'm encouraging you right now to do a weekly show on Inspired News Radio, or at least once a month. Not you don't have to be on my show. I think you should be out there helping people and building your own platform so people know how to get a hold of you. So I think it's a fantastic idea. I'm just putting that out there. Now, you know, we'll let the universe deal with it, but I'm putting it out there.
We'll go into the records and we'll see. I would actually, I would love to do, I've been thinking about that too. So, and you know, I love to go live and do some of these readings. So what a beautiful way for people to experience some of that work.
Absolutely. And I love your live videos that on Facebook. You should definitely, everybody should tune into that. So, well, anyway, I want to wrap things up here today. And I want to say again, a big, huge thank you to Andrea Miller for coming in and being a part of Mind Your Own Business on Inspired News Radio every single week right here. Tuesdays, we put out a new show, and I'm really thankful. I couldn't do what I do without the wonderful listeners that I have out there every week and the wonderful guests that I have. So until next time, like I always say, mind your own business, because if you don't, nobody else will. Andrea Miller, final last words. Thank you very much for being a guest. And anything you want to tell the listeners, last thing?
Yes, everybody know who I am. That's a beautiful sentiment. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for having me on the show, Scott. It's been lovely chatting.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs in the world. Reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio.com. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows, too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.